is up, everybody. It's Altered State Podcast. Brandon. Is it 112?
112. I kept track this time.
Oh, look at you keeping track.
Counting. I know how to count.
Last time you told me it didn't matter.
I mean, it doesn't. Jeez. I'm just saying I can now.
Jeez, what else have you lied about
in
this relationship?
I'm just trying to let you know. I can count. I know it was up for debate.
I'm impressed.
It was up for debate for some time.
There was some question at one point. Yes. Yes. Anyways, Brandon, John, I don't even know what to start to talk about. I didn't see Dune. I feel very unprepared for this podcast. / YouTube channel video? I don't know.
So I have not seen Dune either. But last night, Libby and I had to go to this gala thing for this charity she's involved in.
Ooh.
I know. What can I say? I am a bit of a fancy man.
Wow.
But while we were doing that, Fox.
Fancy hors d'oeuvres and all fancy things. Like.
Man, there were these little fucking steak things on a crouton that were pretty through the roof. As you can tell, I fit in
absolutely.
Wonderfully
totally.
At the front neck Hilton.
Yeah.
I was really one of the group.
Nice.
Anyway,
I apologize.
What I was getting at, so Fox was texting me before because he was trying to get me to go to Dune with him last night.
Oh, okay.
He calls me this morning, and, you know, preface this by saying Justin Fox has good taste, but he's also not like known for being a big movie guy.
Yes.
He says the best movie he's ever seen.
Okay.
Like he was.
Let me ask you this.
He never texts me and raves about a movie.
And
the fact that he did is pretty fucking noteworthy.
Important follow up question. What was his previous favorite movie?
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah. It
was a Sweet Home Alabama.
It's an important question.
Yeah, he was raving about it, and he doesn't typically do that.
That's the same thing I've heard. So basically, our review for Dune is a dude we know liked it.
Yeah, a lot.
I wanted to go see it. I was just tired as hell. I had no excuse not to go see it.
I've got to go see it before, like, in the next week or two.
Yeah.
Because
it'll get all
Ghostbusters.
I know what's going on.
I'm not worried about a spoiler. It's just like I gotta go see Ghostbusters
totally.
On opening night.
Yes.
So this has to be knocked out before then.
Oh, and
like this is just for sure a big screen movie.
I should apologize publicly. I was incorrect about the AMC Ghostbusters popcorn bucket.
What? It's not the Firehouse?
No. It's a Ghost Catcher. Is it better?
No.
I know.
But it is cool.
It is cool. Yes. Where
did you see the Firehouse? Where's that from?
I guess it was just some bullshit, but it was like, I saw it in like three different places, and AMC was liking the page. I'm like, oh, well, AMC is back in this. And then next thing you know, AMC puts out what they're really doing. So
interesting.
Yep. I was swindled. So I passed on
you just
false
didn't
information.
Do your research.
Didn't do any research. No. Well, now that
some
Elon Musk took over
don't you,
X, I mean, we don't know what the truth is anymore.
I'm just saying, don't you realize people come to us for the truth, Brandon? Do you understand the responsibility? Yeah.
There's that one dude in Sweden who's lost right now. He's like, wait, what? I was only going to see that.
I can't believe it.
Yep. It's fucking liars. Unlike. Oh, well. Sorry, Heinrich. That's not even a Sweden name. That's more German.
No, yeah. I would love if there was a Swedish man named Heinrich. That like
he
only listens to us all the time.
He fled Germany during the war.
He feels like such an outcast, and he's felt like he never fit in Sweden.
And he's like, at least I'm not those two douchebags,
right?
Yeah.
So he listens to us for good.
Yeah.
And like
these two guys,
we give him all the news that makes him seem cool in Sweden.
These two guys sit alone,
feels like such a chump.
These two guys sit alone in a comic book store and talk to nobody, except for Heinrich. What are you gonna do? We can't lose him. Shit. Better send him a package.
Thanks, man.
Yep. Anyways, I don't know where we went off on that one. It's way too early for that tangent. I didn't talk about it last week, but I know you're not a big Walking Dead fan, but that Walking Dead show came out. Oh, it's fantastic. Second one's out
that
tonight.
That Walking Dead show? Like what?
The Ones Who Live, the Rick and Michonne show's back. So Rick is finally back in The Walking Dead.
Really?
So
how long has he been gone?
Like 10 years.
That's what I said. It seems like that's been
a big
deal.
I think it's been like 6 or 8 years, yeah. There was supposed to be a movie, and then COVID, and then everything changed, and now we got a limited series, whatever that means.
Weird.
They don't know if it's going to be one season, two.
Are they
it's
still
awesome.
Doing, is the flagship show still on?
It is not, no. It is over.
Okay.
The main Walking Dead show is over. There's a Daryl show. He's doing his thing. And now there's this Rick and Michonne show.
And then it's going to cross only been over one episode. To be Walking Dead season 48 or whatever the fuck.
I would be shocked if they went back in that direction. I think they'll kind of do like they're doing with these is individual spinoff stories that are in the universe of The Walking Dead but doesn't necessarily pertain to the main story of The Walking Dead. Different parts of like the Daryl show, he's in Europe. So it's totally a different thing. Yeah.
How do you get to Europe in a post-apocalyptic
world? Well, I'm not going to spoil the whole show for you. There's still boats.
That cross the Atlantic?
Yes. There's still some form of... this is getting into the show, but there's still some forms of... I don't know, call it government, but control on certain continents. Yes. They have gotten to a point within the series where... They basically use the dead as, I don't want to say human labor because they're dead, but to generate power and stuff like that. So they're moving turbines and such, so they trade dead people, they trade whatever with different parts of the world.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been a Walking Dead guy to begin with, but that feels a little bit like jumping the shark to me.
It's not as bad as it sounds, to be honest. It really, when you watch I enjoyed the Daryl show. It made total sense. It was fine. I mean, yes, it wasn't like he was just there overnight. It's been years and years he's been gone from the whatever main timeline you want to call it. So it's very Marvel universe at this point. Like, some things take place during times we already have known. They're just not taking place where we, you know what I mean? Like, where we're following the main time. So it's all over the place.
Okay.
But once again, I'm not going to say The Walking Dead was fantastic start to finish, but it's like wrestling. If I stop, it's wasted time. So even in the downtime,
committed.
That's right. Even in the downslopes, I'm in.
The question is, does it come back like wrestling has?
I think with this show, yes. This is the highest rated show AMC's had in like 8 years. I think since like the Breaking Bad finale.
Yeah, but like, isn't that because AMC sucks? No.
I mean, they had like AMC had a handful of shows. Sure, I mean,
AMC had its moment where it was like Mad Men and Walking Dead and Breaking Bad. And Better Call Saul.
Right,
like
Better Call Saul just wrapped up like a year ago.
Shit.
Yeah,
but like I feel like their prime is past.
I would agree. Yeah, I mean they're not going to have anything like that again with all the streaming platforms, I think, and stuff like that. There's so much more of a, like, if Walking Dead came out today, it wouldn't be on AMC
for sure.
It'd be a streaming platform where they cussed up a storm and it was more whatever.
But that also would never have gotten noticed because there would be too many shows like it.
100%. Right. I think the reason The Walking Dead was successful is because it was on AMC.
For sure.
And it needed that restriction on some level.
Well, I think it was still like, it was still a time in which there were so few, or there were still fewer platforms making premium television like that. That was like, if you wanted a show like that, you had HBO, Showtime, and those were like premium cable expense.
Right.
AMC was really the only game in town that was doing high-end premium cable shows without being an added expense to your cable package.
Right. Agreed.
So it was like when AMC rebranded that way, it made those shows break out more. But it wasn't that long after that Netflix got into making its own stuff.
Totally.
And as soon as that happened, everything was off to the races. Like, there's been 50 shows since then that are probably as good or better than Walking Dead that no one fucking saw.
Sure.
That only got one season because it's just the volume is cranked to 11 on
totally.
It.
Totally.
Which kind of sucks. You lose that water cooler nature of it.
Absolutely. But the new show still rocks.
Okay.
So that's all I got.
Are they still doing Sunday nights?
Sunday nights, yep. So I got a new one tonight.
Ooh.
Yep. It's pretty fucking sweet. I mean, within the first 5 minutes, Rick chops off his own fucking hand.
Whoa!
Yeah, which happened in the... Rick didn't do it in the comics, but people in the show were waiting for it for fucking ever because it happened at some point in the comics, and that was kind of a main thing about Rick. They went hard. Yeah, it was legit.
Right off the bat.
Yep.
Well, I'd have to think bringing that actor back, like, after being out for so long. I mean, I don't know. Has he done anything really
not significant.
Then.
No, no.
So like maybe he was looking for a paycheck anyway, but there was the other part of like just creatively.
Sure.
Do you want to go back to a thing?
Sure.
Unless it's a plus banger, like
right.
Walking Dead was still a pretty fucking huge deal when he left, right?
Oh, it was. Yeah, I mean, it was a big deal.
He wasn't there for it starting to fall off.
That was kind of the fall off because the whole show was Rick Grimes. I mean, it was about what's Rick Grimes doing in the apocalypse, and when Rick Grimes isn't there, who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
that was kind of the whole thing. I mean, the show starts off with this guy waking up from a coma. If he's gone, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know
what's
what I mean?
The point?
So, right.
Why am I still here?
Absolutely. That's kind of how it felt for a season or two. Like,
that's usually what I think when I wake up. What the fuck? Why am I still here?
Another day.
What's the point?
Yeah.
Just screaming into the void.
There is no God. And I don't know. Like I said, well, I'm not a big zombie dude in general, but for whatever reason, Walking Dead was one of those shows that just locked me.
That's fair. Yeah, yep. It was never... The weird thing is, like, I like... Zombies. I like the idea of zombies, and I like zombie comics. I don't like zombie TV or movies, and I like old zombie movies.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't like fucking gore, man.
I'm with you.
Like,
I really don't either. I'm not usually a big fan.
Just not.
Yeah.
Never been the thing.
I'm not a big horror fan in general.
So it was like, as soon as zombies got into, really, I feel like Walking Dead was kind of the jumping off point for when zombies became extra gory.
Oh, I think, like, Dawn of the Dead stuff was pretty gory.
It wasn't that gory, though.
It's pretty gory.
Like, that just...
But I know what you mean.
I lose it there.
I'm with you. And I think certain things...
loses me there.
Sure, certain things are done, I don't want to say for shock value, but to a certain level...
Oh, sure.
You know, you want to keep the, like, oh, wow, I didn't know they were going to fucking bust a guy's eye out. Like, shit like that.
Yeah,
like
that ain't for me.
Me too. I'm with you. I don't need that all the time. But I think Walking Dead at least does a good job with, it's not full gore. It's not Saw. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not
murder porn.
We're not having the conversation while my limb is dripping blood. You know what I mean? Like that type shit. Like Rick chopped off his arm, but it's not like it just, they didn't even really show it. You know what I mean? Like they showed it, but they didn't show it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know what's going on, but anyways.
I don't know. I'll never forget the bashing of the skull thing, the Negan
sure.
one.
Yeah, that was a big big turning point for people, yeah.
That was a point, like, Libby was really into Walking Dead.
Sure.
And I wasn't. And we were at our old house. I was cooking dinner when that episode was on. So I'm like, I don't know if you remember, our old house was very small.
Yeah,
like,
I remember.
The kitchen
yeah.
was right on top of the living room,
sure.
so you could hear everything.
Yeah.
And I was cooking dinner so fucking grossed out by the sounds I was hearing. I was like,
yeah.
I'm not even... Like, because she'd been trying to get me to watch the show.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, you're a comic book guy. I was like, yeah, I know, but eh.
I'm with
and
you.
And then
yeah.
I was just hearing that out of my periphery. Like,
sure.
Oh, no.
Yep.
I don't even want to eat now.
It was rough. I'm not going to. It was
like,
rough. Yeah.
That is not for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, Walking Dead is not something I usually have a snack with. You know what I mean? I'm not usually not, ooh, let's get the popcorn going. I need a crunch while I'm watching this.
Oh.
No, I'm good. I'm good there.
Yeah, not my bag.
Anyways, so Walking Dead, I like it. Go watch it. It's fun.
Speaking of snacks.
And if you enjoy it, come by the shop and buy some Walking Dead comics. See what it's all about.
671 Big Ben.
That's right.
Manchester, Missouri. Speaking of snacks.
Yes.
So.
Is this a pussy conversation?
Whoa.
Oh, it got dark quick. We both know it's not. It's not.
We're a comic
That's
book
the
store.
Joke. It's not.
So I usually stop into Wally's on my way in.
Been watching a lot of Sopranos. The guy's name is Pussy in the show.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
For
yes,
you.
Wally's.
For you.
I apologize. Wally's.
And I'll grab like one of those little breakfast tacos or something.
Sure.
Just to get me going. I didn't realize Wally's does huge, not Uncrustables, but like make themselves PB&Js.
Oh, okay.
Shit was so good this morning
nice.
For breakfast, and it made
like
me think,
toasted, warmed up, and everything.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Nope. Just hyper soft.
Okay.
Oh, strawberry.
Look at you.
Creamy peanut butter. Exactly
yeah.
how I wanted. It made me think. What were the snacks? So like, peanut butter and jelly was it for me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I didn't eat cold cuts. Like,
okay.
I don't know what it was, but cold meat grossed me out.
Yeah.
So I ate PB&J. Every fucking day for
yeah.
bag lunch.
Yeah.
Like that was all my mom made me for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And now that Claire is the same way. So I still eat a shitload of PB&J. I have never once gotten sick of it or not loved a PB&J. So what is your go-to snack from when you were a kid that like
that
is,
I still,
that
would
is
eat?
Still unfuckwithable for you? Not for nostalgia. And obviously it's impossible for nostalgia to not play a little
sure,
bit. But
sure.
Like, what's a thing that just is objectively tasty to you that like mom used to make for you when you were a kid?
See, I'm going to cry. No, I'm not. But, you know, it's weird.
I'm here to dig deep.
I don't remember lots of snack things. Like, there was always, like, you know, peanut butter banana sandwiches were always around. I can't say I crave that necessarily now. My grandma was big with, like, the peanut butter and the celery. Not necessarily the ants on the log.
Right,
no raisins, but just like that kind of stuff. But it's funny you mention it because mostly – it was probably cold cuts. Like, I would basically go in there and get...
like a bologna sandwich type shit?
I wasn't a big bread fan, so it was it was like a loser's lunch. It was bologna in your hand with a piece of cheese, and you just like, you roll it up, and boom. That's what you got.
I've never heard that called
loser's lunch. Loser's
I
lunch.
Love that.
Yeah, bologna, no bread, piece of cheese.
I fucking love that. Oh, my God.
May have been a little revealing there when I referred to my lunch, so... The best was when like
lunch.
yeah and it grosses me out now, but every now and then, you know, you'd get like, I don't know if it was on purpose or whatever, but you know, mom would get like the like maybe the garlic bologna or something, like up a notch,
kick it up a little
and
bit.
And then you're like, oh, maybe we got some Swiss in here, like that's like fancy living. I don't know, I was this is so terrible. So I'm a big Chinese fan.
Yeah.
Growing up in Springfield is just kind of the law. Big Mexican food fan. Another, just love my Mexican food.
Springfield is just infinite restaurants.
It really is.
Springfield is
really
more restaurants than it is people.
Yes.
And they're all busy all the time.
Yes.
I don't understand the logistics of it. Like, I don't think anybody in the city of Springfield cooks.
Yep. But there was always leftover Chinese food in the fridge. Just always, right? sounds gross, but... kind of making me crave it now. I would go home almost, you know, latchkey kid, so
yeah,
parents are working. Even when, you know, parents are divorced, still no one's home. Going home, make your own snack. And it was usually I would heat up a corn tortilla.
Uh-huh.
Maybe pop a little kung pao or whatever was there last night, and I would little fusion right there. That's Springfield fusion.
You were OG.
I was a little kung pao taco. Yeah. Yeah. Which sounds dirty.
I don't know. I'd fuck with it. I'd find out.
Fucking loved it. And if there was any like leftover little Spanish rice or something from Mexico Villa, boom, right in the taco with it. Oh, it's great. Yeah, yeah. So if bologna and cheese is loser lunch, I don't know what the fuck you call that.
Right.
But that's a
Mexican Villa.
It sounds weird,
combo.
But if we started like a fucking, you know, white boy taco truck, that would sell like a motherfucker.
I'm saying I'd fuck with it.
If I saw Kung Pao Taco on the menu, I'd try that shit. Come on.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So
it's funny. Like, so I love Chinese food.
Yeah.
We've talked about it a million times. But when I was growing up, my parents are super picky eaters. Like, they are very much lee mein meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
That's fucking it.
Sure.
So, like, we were limited on vegetables we ate as a kid. And, like, everything was just, like, butter and ground beef and potatoes.
Right.
So when we would get Chinese food, the only Chinese food my parents ate was chicken fried rice.
Okay.
So, like, you know, like when you're a kid, you don't order shit. And we didn't eat out very frequently. So it was like, I don't know, maybe 5-6 times a year. And my parents just ordered fucking like 3 quarts of chicken fried rice. And that's
sure.
all everyone ate.
Right.
It wasn't until I was in like the 8th grade that I realized there was more on the menu.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it was the first time I had sweet and sour chicken. Yeah. I was just like, what the fuck,
right.
Mom?
Yep.
Like, where's this been the last
been
12 years?
Yep.
This shit rules.
Smart move, because you can't introduce a kid to that and then not give it to him again. So.
Right.
Yeah.
It was. I had that, like, again, because my parents are such picky eaters. It was like when it started there, but then when I was in high school and then further when I went off to college, the amount of shit that I just assumed I hated forever and was gross because my parents never had it around the house.
Sure.
Like, neither of my parents eat any seafood.
That's a problem.
I had like outside of fish fry fish, I didn't have anything until I was like, it was like I had grilled salmon when I was 19, and I was just like yelling at my parents, like, what the fuck? This is awesome.
We've only had catfish.
Where has this been?
Totally.
My whole life, you've been holding out on me.
Yep.
Brussels sprouts?
Yep.
I love them.
Nah, not, no, not a fan. Dude, but,
I discovered so many vegetables. I was like, damn, mushrooms?
Love me some mushrooms. Sure, sure. Yeah, I was a snacker, but it was always like weird shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, build your, like, you know, it was always like a
whatever's in
deli style buffet. Like, all right, what, we got some of this, some of this. Boom, it's a meal. I was big, and I remember this being like my dad's go to like, you know, looking back on it, there's probably drugs involved, but no, it's not. But he would always snack on, like, he'd have a plate, like, just by the table watching TV. It's like, you know, a couple pieces of maybe bologna or turkey or ham, whatever, we, you know, cold cuts we had, a few block of cheese, slice of few cheese, maybe some okra, maybe a pickle, you know, like a little,
just a little plate.
Yeah, little charcuterie board.
Right. A little Springfield charcuterie.
Yeah.
Ozark charcuterie.
I still do that shit. Like, if I go to the, that's why I do try not to go to the grocery store with Jess, because I'll go to the deli and be like, all right, yeah, I need a half a pound of that. And then I'm like,
yeah,
I don't eat all that. You know what I mean? Like, I'll make a plate when
I
get home.
A little bit of it.
Right. She's like, you don't need a half a pound. I'm like, all right, well.
But that corned beef looks good,
totally.
Okay?
Right. Yep. So, I, you know, little roast beef, little, what's that? Boar's Head, some good shit. So I get me some, like a Boar's Head, got this teriyaki chicken that's badass. You know, I still do it. I still get me a little plate.
The grandson of a butcher. Of course. You're.
Little pickled okra. That's great. Mm. Yeah.
It was funny. When I was a kid, my dad always, like, peanuts were his thing, like shelled peanuts.
Yeah.
And he had this tin that was, I don't know, probably 10, 11 inches high, 6-8 inches around. I can't remember the brand of it, but it was like blue. And it was like a tin you would get like a Christmas gift of nice nuts in, right? That had to have been from the early 80s. And like, my mom would just go to the grocery store and buy bags of fucking salted roasted peanuts and dump them in that tin. So that tin was just always in my pantry. And my dad would come home and, like, get it out, you know, pop the lid off. And the lid was where he put the shells. So just, like, sit on the couch, like, fucking smoke a cigarette, pop peanuts, and watch fucking Law and Order.
Sure.
Yep. That was, like, what I think about my dad snacking. Yep. It was like that.
Yep, that's the same kind. Yeah,
yeah.
He'd have his little
tin that was dog shit.
Totally.
For whatever reason, it was very important to him to
absolutely
to keep filling that. I guess it was because the lid was a perfect shell holder.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep. That's funny.
I wonder if that tin's still around. I didn't go to my parents'.
My grandpa was like that with walnuts. I remember one of the most intimidating things I ever saw in my life. I was a little kid at the time. I don't know how old I was, but it was either Christmas or Thanksgiving. Because at the time we weren't living in the same city as them, so I was at the house for whatever, and he was a big guy, you know, he's like 6'3", 6'4", you know, probably, you know, 240. He's a big dude, big, huge, fucking, you know, Irish Boston fucking hands, you know what I mean? And he grabbed walnuts two at a time and just fucking crack them. That's intimidating shit. It's like sitting in a wife beater watching The Godfather. Like, it was like, fuck. Hey, Grandpa, I'll just be over here. Yeah. All this, if you need anything.
That'll keep you in line.
Oh, dude. And that's exactly what it was for. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, he wasn't, like, trying to be mean or anything, but, hey, just to let you know, I'm watching TV. I'm in my thing.
It's that Boston cop in him.
It was funny. Yeah. Yeah. It was, I just, you look back and you smile now, but I remember at the time being like, oh, shit. Like, damn, no wonder he was successful in business meetings.
He knew exactly what he was
fucking
doing.
Bowl of walnuts. Anyways, well, that was a fun trip down memory road.
Right.
What else you got for me?
So, next weekend, we're packing up the family.
Oh, yes.
And hopping with our good buddy, Ryan Farrell, Grand Admiral Frick of Drunk Wookie, going to Planet Comic Con in Kansas City. So I want to thinking about what I'm going to say because I don't remember. So I know we're going to go meet Ian McDermott, Emperor Palpatine, because that the whole reason Ryan wants to go is he wants to document a bunch of stuff for Drunk Wookiee,
right?
Of getting things signed, getting things graded, and there is a pretty reasonable representation of Star Wars celebrity there.
Yes,
like Ian McDermott is there, Palpatine, the voice of Asajj Ventress is there. This is getting that new Asajj Negative Space variant signed, which is such a sick cover. But then I was looking through who I would like to pop in line to see, because I'm just going to like be riding along with Ryan.
Yeah.
I scored a press pass with him. So I'm not going to get anything signed by the people he's going to. We'll probably just get a picture together or something. Because I got to pay extra if we both want something signed. But I feel like Kevin Eastman's a non-negotiable. I gotta get
something turtles
like, as a turtle guy, as a turtle kid. But it's like I was a turtle guy, and I'm a Daredevil guy. Like,
there you go. Perfect.
He's just my dude. So I'm trying to debate. We've got.
You're a very good debater.
Couldn't.
Some would say a master.
Fuck you.
I'm sorry. I don't know why. That's so dumb. I don't know what. I apologize. We're going to edit that whole thing out. Master debater.
But
I am 45 years old, and I just made a masturbate joke. Anyways, I'm sorry.
Well done.
Kevin Eastman.
So I'm trying to figure out. We have a Daredevil Black Armor Eastman variant. Which is a cool cover, isn't my favorite book.
It's not meaningful.
And like of all of the Daredevil costumes, the Black Armor one is also, it's like, I don't love the story. I don't love the look, like,
yeah,
that feels like can't happen.
Sure.
I'm going to try to track down the Eastman variant if I can in the next 4 days of, Zdarsky's Daredevil run. I think it was 14, maybe,
yep.
That had the Eastman cover. 11. It was there in the early teens.
Yeah.
That was a sick cover, but we don't have it around the store anymore.
Nope.
So I'd like to try to track that down. But again, I'm down to 4 days.
Sure.
I need to have it in my hand by Thursday.
Right.
You
never know what you'll find there too. People will bring stuff knowing that
for sure
those artists
but
are there.
But that's the thing. I don't want to pay a premium.
You don't pay $50 for the book and then turn around. Right. I know what you're saying, but
but I was thinking, is it cool to get some old Turtles memorabilia, like from my home collection when I was a kid, like the blimp?
Sure.
Or the van.
I would say absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
That might be cool.
I'd say the blimp be awesome. Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Like have them sign on the blimp, hang it from the rafters here.
Yeah.
Might be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't have a book you love, that's the route I'd go for sure.
One thing I am excited about doing as well is I've never gotten anything graded at a con, and I know we've had some books here that we've talked about sending off for a while, so I'm going to take a few with me. Kind of document some of that process too.
Hell
while
yeah.
we're
yeah.
While I'm out. Pick up some stuff that will be cool around here, or ultimately just spend a bunch of my money on things that I think will be cool here, really, so I can look at them on the wall.
Sure.
Because other people be like, nah.
It's mostly what's here.
Yeah. The things that I think are cool may or may not be
this
interesting
is true.
To other people.
Yep.
But so I'm stoked. We're gonna have the family out, have the kids out. And like it's been a long time since we've had a good con in St. Louis. So it's been a long time since I've been to a cool con.
Yeah.
Like
I'm with you there.
You know, when was the last time Wizard World was here? Was
shit
3 years ago.
If not more than that, I feel like.
And even then it was like,
yeah,
they were always pretty weak here.
Right. Right.
Like last time there was a great Wizard World here was like the Stan Lee year. And that was
right.
Like, when it was Stan Lee and Greg Capullo and like, that was probably 8 years ago.
Easy, if not more.
So, like, Planet Comic Con is a big legit one.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to kind of hop on the floor again, hoping that they have more cool comic shit than Wizard World did in St. Louis. Like, that was the thing that was always disappointing was, and I don't know if Wizard Worlds are like this everywhere or if it was just what we got, but it feels like it was just a space for celebrity appearances.
Sure, it was meet and greets, yeah.
And really light on the comic part of the comic convention.
Yep.
And like, I don't know, I want to get some cool comics.
Sure.
I want to look through back issues. I agree.
I think most of the major
cool artists.
Yeah. Most of the major cons have really just kind of gone that way.
Yeah. So I'm hoping, and I know there's going to be plenty of celebrity appearance at Planet Comic Con. I mean, that's what they do, but they also have a pretty good set of artists. The homie Baltimore is going to be there.
Yeah.
So I'll be excited to see him again, but like, I don't know. I'm hoping and optimistic for a cool con experience.
And that's all you can be. Hopeful and optimistic. That's why we're here,
if
kids.
If there's two words
that sounded
describe
so
me.
Mr. Rogers. Like I that's
yeah. If there's ever been two words to describe me, it's hopeful and optimistic. The sky's not falling at all.
Nope. Well, you can be hopeful at will.
If I'm lucky, I might die.
It's kind of where I'm at. No. Yep. No. Don't send messages. We're fine. We're just kidding. No one's watching anyway. Heinrich, don't call. We're good. We're all good.
We'll send a care package.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. No, I'm kind of jealous, man. I haven't been to a good con for a while either, so I wish I could go do something fun, but I just got to sit here and try to make our dreams reality.
Maybe we keep our ear to the streets and see if we can score something for San Diego again this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That was a last-minute opportunity last year.
Yep.
We had to pass by. Maybe we can get something this year.
Yep. I'm definitely down to try. If anybody has anything, let me know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really got nothing else.
Yeah.
You got anything?
Nope.
Once again, didn't see Dune. A really good dentist friend of ours loved it.
Did see episode 4 of Bad Batch. Have you stayed caught up on that?
I have not. I still only watched number 1.
Idiot.
Every time I go to watch it, I'm up here and I just don't have the time.
This season,
because
is
you know what?
10
fucking
out of
customers
10.
Come in and interrupt me watching fucking Star Wars.
How dare they?
Ugh, this job would be fucking awesome if it wasn't for the customers. But then there wouldn't be a job.
Right. Then.
All right.
Damn.
I'll backtrack on that one a little bit.
Yeah. Take it.
They know I'm kidding.
This season is 10 out of 10.
Nice.
Get caught up.
I will.
It's going to be awesome. And, we've also got the return of Danhausen at Glory Pro.
That's right.
In 2 weeks.
Coming up soon.
So
yes, that'll be
anyone
fun.
In St. Louis, catch us there for the Road Warrior Cup.
That's right.
It's going to absolutely rule. And you won't find us having fun on April 6th and 7th up here if you're looking for something to do. We won't be here watching any wrestling.
No, we don't. I don't usually don't do that. So
not on April 6th or 7th.
Nope. Every other day, probably.
Yeah.
Because it's not live.
Yeah.
Probably, but probably not. Probably not. More probably not.
It depends on. I don't know. There was a once disgraced CEO that told us we probably should not.
Yeah.
But who's to say?
That's true. But I love it. It's a comic book place, so I love a good story.
Yep.
What are you going to do? Like a story.
I mean, I like finishing
stories. I started reading that book, and I haven't finished that story yet, so I probably want to finish that story sometime in April.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you start now, you could probably finish the story on April 7th.
Probably, yeah.
Would be my guess.
Yeah. You cooking something?
I mean, I didn't smell anything. But, you know, April also is the rainy season, so it could be like rainfall.
My birthday's in April.
Could be rains falling.
Yeah. Yep. I'll be
on April 7th.
I'll be 46, not 40.
Ah.
Yeah. 40 was a good one. 40.
Hopefully, I know we were all really optimistic for 40.
Sure. Yeah. 40's fun.
So we won't find out April 6th and or 7th. here.
Or there.
Or there.
There, probably there. Because here's not good.
No.
It's there. There's better. It'll be there.
Yeah.
It'll be there.
It'll be there.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
See you later.
Bye.